Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we're at NeoCon 2009 in Chicago, and we're actually sitting in the Antron booth, which is the Invista Antron booth, and it is a LEED certified, I guess it's a gold certified. I'm with Diane O'Sullivan. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Appreciate you being with us. You're actually the director of marketing for Antron, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So tell us, I think this showroom with all this great glass, when you walk in, it's got to be so inviting. You just got this certification, I think, a year ago, didn't you?
In December of 2008.
Okay. And while it's here, you're here for the show, but you also use the showroom throughout the year to bring designers in and to do training for students. Is that right?
Yes. We have a program called ASAP, Antron Sustainability, Aesthetics, and Performance. And we're really reaching out to the young designers, the newer designers in the marketplace, as well as those who are working on active projects in education, healthcare, and government this year. We've also extended those training programs to our dealers who are in our aligned dealer network. And so their sales folks and their people can get trained on the Antron messaging to help them understand the Antron difference and really be able to go out and help promote Antron in the marketplace.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons I want to do this interview is because you guys have got right now, and I think we're running it on the site today, you're running some news that you're releasing about some new bio-based fibers that you have in the Antron family, right? Can you
yes.
tell us about that?
Yes. Back in November, we were contacted by some of our newer R&D folks that identified an opportunity to provide a bio-based content in added to a nylon 6/6 fiber. And we were very excited about that, but my first said to him, it has to perform like virgin, it's got to be recyclable, and it has to have run with good yields in our operations. So we just can't do it because it is new and available. We really have to make sure it's fully sustainable on all fronts. And they said, we think we've got something here. So we went through a very fast-paced product development for us in the fiber side of the house and came out with a product that we spun commercially in May and have had patents pending on this material, and we're launching here at NeoCon.
So is this an outside partner that came to you with this idea, or is this some Coke people? Or
It was our Invista.
Invista, okay.
Antron, people assigned to the commercial business team.
Okay.
They work at our Camden site, and they're in our R&D effort, and they were brainstorming things to be able to meet the needs. We spent a lot of time with our R&D organization helping them understand where the commercial interiors market space is going, both from all three aspects, so the three legs of the stool of Antron, sustainability, aesthetics, and performance. And so we're constantly looking at dialing up our initiatives, our product offering, our product capabilities in those three areas. And so these young men were very engaged and came up, did some research on their own about possible polymers that would offer biomaterial, and brought it to our attention.
Okay, and I think it's very interesting that you said one of the criteria was that you had to be able to recycle it after its life.
Our fiber is recyclable through traditional nylon 6/6 recycling methods into car parts or back into carpet fiber, which is another of our announcements here at this show.
All right, so you have the bio-based content is soy, I believe, isn't it?
No, it's castor oil.
Oh, castor oil. Okay.
Castor oil, and castor oil, castor beans are grown in India, Brazil, China, harvested on a marginal land, so we're not competing for food source there. And they are, it's been around for like 50 or 60 years. Hundreds of millions of pounds of it are sold per year in many, many applications of the nylon 11 that we're using. And castor oil is used in lots of cosmetics and soaps and those perfumes, those kinds of things as well. Mm-hmm. Has many varied uses.
Okay. So there's actually two products we're talking about. You have that one with the bio base,
yes.
And you have another product that's got some recycled content. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. So we have bio Antron fiber that we're launching here. We've started off with our legacy fibers, our white dyeable Antron fibers, mm-hmm. and we offer both an acationic and a deep dye, which can be used as accent fibers. So a lot of styles that are available on the shelves today across many of our architect and design firms can now be made available with bio Antron fiber very quickly as a custom basis with one of the mills. So, and then we've also worked very hard over the last few years to bring carpet fiber, to make carpet fiber from reclaimed carpet. And so, we run our reclamation center in Calhoun, Georgia,
right.
And we've sheared fiber face material off that and have worked to get it so that it is, again, sustainable. It has to run well in our plants and be repeatable and be predictable for our customers.
Right.
And we believe that we have developed the process to do that, and we'll be scaling that up later this year.
Okay. And so that's a solution diet.
Is a solution diet, correct. Right. Our first offering at Neocon is peppercorn, one of our grayish brown colors, and we'll be adding to that later this year. We're also be introducing, we're looking the, right now actively working on a bio Lumina product, so we'll have bio in both white dyeable as well as solution dyed later this year.
Okay, and on the biofiber, it's 10% now, but you're working to maybe make that even a greater content value.
Well, we want to see what the market receptivity is for that. Yeah. It is a cost, and so we want to make sure that people understand and how they're going to use it with the mills, and we're working with them right now to understand that value.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I also noticed that you went around to all of the new products that are being introduced at Neocon, and you counted them up, and there's a lot of actually new products being introduced here at Neocon that are on Nantron. What's that number, 150 or
159
so? 159
this year.
Right? Okay.
Yes, we're very proud of that. And in a market that has some concerns, you know, as we've all been looking at the recession, we're very excited that we continue to be a fiber of choice of many of our mill partners. We try to work very hard to give them tools in their toolkit that can bring their design creative ideas to light.
Okay. And one last thing while I'm talking to you, you had an event last night where you actually gave awards.
Right.
And it's an annual thing you do, and it's actually voted on by designers. Designers are looking at carpets that have been introduced by the mills that use Antron fiber, and so you gave out some awards last night. Do you remember off the cuff who your big winners were?
Yeah, we have the Product Innovation Awards from carpet styles made with Antron fiber, and we have had many submissions. I think over 60 submissions from our mills. Very exciting. We conducted the judging on Saturday here with five judges from around the country, and broad base corporate, retail, hospitality, healthcare, people working in those different market spaces. And we had great results on our Broadloom side. We had two gold winners and no silver because we thought two were so strongly merited for gold. And one was a Maslin carpet floor plan series, and the second was Atlas's Dance Partner collection. We also had a merit award on Broadloom from a new mill that is 100% Antron fiber. It's called White Space, and we're very excited to have that get a merit award for Broadloom. On the tile side, we had Lee's, which is a division of Mohawk Group, won both the gold and the silver, and the merit award there was Atlas Luminary Collection.
Okay. Well, Diane, I appreciate you being with us and talking to us. Tell us, so far, this is first day, it's probably hard to judge, but you know, the people that aren't able to come to the show were probably thinking that attendance would be off, and I think it is off a little bit, but there's still plenty of people in your showroom. Do you think this will be a good Neocon for you?
Well, I think it will, because when we offer BioAntron fiber, I think it's drawn a lot of attention. It's drawn a lot of attention from the press, a lot of attention from folks who saw an email blast that went out earlier this week and started buzzing about it in the market, wanting to know more about it. People that have come in today and said, oh, I really want to find out how that works, and can you teach me more about it? So it's created a real level of interest. We had the belly band on the Show Daily magazine, so that's drawing a lot of attention to our space today. So all that, I think, is making for very good traffic, very interested people coming through.
Okay, Diane. I've been talking to Diane O'Sullivan, who's Director of Marketing for Antron, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.